Okay, let's dive in. Today we are plunging into that really strange and tense world where premium AI services, the ones you pay good money for, suddenly collide with commercial advertising.
Right, and our sources track a very specific controversy that I think hits right at the core of what we all expect and what we should demand when we subscribe to an advanced AI tool.
It's a huge conflict. So our mission for this deep dive is to really extract the facts behind all that friction, dissect the very careful corporate response that followed.
And then ultimately try to understand what this whole thing means for the future trustworthiness of AI, especially for professionals like you who might be relying on these systems every single day.
I want to start with a specific anecdote that really set the internet on fire because it just perfectly illustrates the absurdity of the whole situation. So imagine you're a paid ChatGPT Plus subscriber.
Okay.
You're working on something pretty high stakes, a technical problem, let's say, related to securing sensitive data for your organization.
So you're in work mode. You type in a detailed query about, say, Windows BitLocker encryption. We're talking data protection, technical architecture, serious focused professional stuff.
Absolutely. And you expect a highly focused, expert response from the AI you're paying $20 a month for. You expect a clean, distraction-free interface. But what actually happens,
Uh-oh.
right there, integrated into the chat, a promotional bubble just pops up. It's totally unavoidable, highly branded, and, well, completely irrelevant.
And that bubble suggests you should shop for home and groceries at Target. It even has the retailer's famous red bullseye logo.
The disconnect is just. It's staggering. You're asking for help securing proprietary data, and the AI suggests you go stock up on breakfast cereal.
Right.
When I first saw those screenshots, I honestly couldn't believe they were real. It's like asking a surgeon for advice and they just hand you a coupon for an oil change.
And that absurdity, that juxtaposition you're talking about, BitLocker encryption versus the weekly grocery run, that's precisely what gave the story its velocity. It wasn't just an ad. It was an ad that showed a complete failure of relevance.
In a service that's explicitly marketed as premium, no less. So let's get into the mechanics. How on earth did this kind of commercial suggestion show up in a paid service? It just violated every unwritten rule of the premium subscription model.
Well, the backlash was instantaneous. Screenshots went viral, and users immediately cried foul. They labeled it a clear breach of trust, a devaluation of that $20 monthly subscription.
Because you pay that fee specifically for an enhanced priority and, an implicitly ad-free experience.
Exactly. Which pushed OpenAI to respond almost immediately.
Okay, so what was their official position on what everyone was calling a deeply integrated ad?
They had to be quick, and their defense really hinged on a semantic distinction. Daniel McCauley, their executive who responded, officially and firmly denied they were running advertisements.
Okay, so if it's not an ad, what did they carefully choose to call it?
They introduced the phrase app recommendations, presented as, and this is a quote, organic app discovery. They stressed that Target wasn't paying for ad placement in the traditional sense.
So what were they then?
Just a pilot partner that they've been working with since their Developer Day event.
That really sounds like corporate speak for testing the commercial waters, doesn't it? But okay, let's dig into their stated vision for this. They claim they want to augment the user experience.
That is the core of their defense and their whole future vision. They explain they're actively developing an apps SDK, a software development kit, and that the long-term plan is to launch a comprehensive integrated app directory.
So for you listening, this means they're basically moving the platform toward something like a specialized smartphone app store.
Exactly, where third-party developers, including retailers and service providers, can build integrations directly into the chat environment.
Right, so they see this not as an interruptive ad, but as building an ecosystem where, when relevant, the AI can connect you with the right tool or service.
Right, whether that's booking a flight, debugging code, or, well, theoretically ordering groceries. The stated objective is augmentation, not interruption.
I get the business appeal of that. I mean, creating a platform ecosystem. You control the gate, you take a cut, you build stickiness. But that messaging failed spectacularly to convince the users who are paying every month. Why did that organic app discovery label just fall so flat?
Because the reality of the experience just overruled the corporate label. I mean, if you look at the source material, the suggestion looked and behaved exactly like a branded promotional ad in every single way that matters to a user.
Right. Visually, it was a full-color logo, a specific brand, a clear call to action to go spend money.
Correct. It's very hard to claim something is just an organic recommendation when it's promoting a multi-billion-dollar retailer. To the user who subscribed to avoid this exact kind of commercial clutter, it was a commercial interruption, period.
And this brings us right back to the ultimate failure point here. The complete lack of context relevance. If the goal is truly to augment the conversation when relevant, suggesting grocery shopping during an enterprise encryption discussion just instantly undermines that entire defense.
It absolutely destroys the credibility of the relevant augmentation claim. If the system can't tell the difference between sensitive security protocols and buying produce, it doesn't look like organic discovery.
It looks like a paid placement that just fired randomly.
Exactly. It looks like the algorithm desperately needed tuning. And that randomness makes the whole thing feel intrusive and, frankly, a bit desperate.
The sources drew a really potent comparison here, tying this back to the backlash Microsoft faced a few years ago.
Yes, the pattern is eerily similar to when Microsoft began integrating promotional content into the Windows 11 start menu.
I remember that. People were furious.
They were. Users felt their professional operating system was being degraded into a billboard.
It's the same underlying principle, isn't it? When you use a professional tool, an OS, a sophisticated AI, you expect a focused environment. Users argued that paid premium interfaces should not be advertising space, period.
And that frustration is just magnified tenfold here because you are actively paying $20 a month specifically to escape this kind of clutter.
So when it appears anyway, it feels like a bait and switch.
It does. You paid to escape ads, and now you have integrated commercial content disguised as a feature.
This incident is definitely more than just a bug or a marketing blunder, though. It really gets to the broader implications because this tension is driven by these fundamental pressures on AI business models right now.
That's right. If we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to talk about the immense, almost crippling cost factor. Running these large language models requires astronomical computational resources.
And we're talking about more than just the electricity bill, right?
Oh, far more. We're talking about the continuous purchasing of high-end GPUs, the massive energy consumption for computation and cooling, and the need for vast, specialized data centers.
It's a technology arms race.
It is. And those operational expenses, they necessitate finding multiple aggressive monetization strategies beyond just a $20 subscription fee. So things like third-party partnerships and revenue sharing, they almost become financial necessities.
And that immediate need to monetize clashes directly with a user's foundational expectation of confidential, unbiased assistance.
Absolutely. Trust is the entire basis of the relationship you have with an AI assistant. Users routinely share extremely sensitive information proprietary business questions, complex technical problems, expecting confidential and critically unbiased help in return.
The minute new commercial interests enter that equation, the whole relationship changes.
It has to. It introduces inherent conflicts of interest that will, over time, erode confidence. Users start asking, did the AI recommend this because it's the best technical fix or because it's from a partner willing to pay? That doubt just undermines the entire value proposition.
Let's go back and scrutinize that word organic again, because it's so central to their defense. How does making an ad organic impact transparency?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the goal isn't just to make the promotion viable, it's to make it feel seamlessly integrated.
Right.
And making ads feel organic doesn't remove their commercial nature. It just makes them harder for the average person to identify and critically evaluate. It blurs the line between helpful advice and a sales pitch.
Which raises serious ethical questions about transparency. If you've paid to avoid being sold to, and the system is engineered to subtly embed commercial messages, that undermines your ability to think critically.
It definitely moves beyond simple advertising into the realm of subtle influence, where the platform is leveraging its authority as an objective source of information to drive transactions for its partners. That's a very powerful and potentially problematic dynamic.
Okay, so let's bring this controversy directly home for the listener. If you or your organization relies heavily on these high-end AI tools for professional work, what does this actually mean for your daily operations? What's the concrete impact?
For business users, I think the immediate concern has to be data privacy and compliance. When AI platforms start partnering with commercial entities, organizations need absolute clarity.
Like what proprietary information are we sharing in our queries?
Exactly. Could a technical query about a new business process accidentally inform a targeting algorithm that then sells a recommendation to a competitor?
That's a huge compliance risk. If a query contains data relevant to GDPR or CCPA and it's used for commercial targeting, a business could have massive legal exposure.
Absolutely. The lack of transparency around how target was chosen and how that irrelevant prompt was generated just means corporations need to tighten their data usage policies. You can't afford uncertainty with proprietary info.
And what about enterprise subscribers? We know organizations pay significantly more than the individual $20 fee. What are their expectations now?
Enterprise clients are paying for a professional-grade solution. That means focused, distraction-free productivity. Their employees should not be interrupted by consumer-oriented promotions.
It devalues the entire enterprise package.
It does. If this kind of content starts appearing in high-cost business accounts, organizations will immediately question if the platform still meets their requirements. They bought a tool for performance, not a feed for consumption.
Which brings us back to the fundamental question of reliability. When a business relies on AI for decision support, they need to know they're getting the optimal answer.
And if the utility of the AI is to suggest the genuinely best technical solution, say, a complex ERP system, but the recommendation favors a partner over the technically superior option,
then the tool becomes useless for critical tasks.
It collapses completely. Any commercial bias, even a slight one, introduces uncertainty. And businesses require certainty and objectivity above all else.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, the central conflict is crystal clear. You have the platform's enormous financial need to monetize these high operational costs, and that's clashing head-on with the user's expectation of unbiased, focused help, especially when they're paying a premium.
That tension is not going away. And there's one final detail from the sources that perfectly illustrates where the power dynamic sits right now.
Okay, what's that?
The sources indicate that despite the massive user backlash, OpenAI has not announced any user controls or settings that would allow subscribers to simply disable these app recommendations.
So you're paying for a service, yet you have no option to opt out of the commercial content they decide to embed.
Exactly. That absence of control is probably the most telling indicator of their future strategy. These recommendations are clearly integral to their monetization roadmap, not just some side experiment.
This raises a powerful question for you, the listener, to consider. If the future of advanced AI involves an expanding, commercially driven app directory with more and more branded content,
how long will it be until the ability to simply opt out of all of it becomes the single most valuable and maybe the most expensive premium feature of all?
It forces a necessary reassessment of the landscape. If focused, unbiased, and distraction-free assistance is your organization's highest priority, you should probably be comparing competitive AI platforms.
Right. Look at Claude, Gemini, or some of the emerging open source models and see which one aligns best with your expectations around transparency, advertising, and these kinds of partnerships.
Understanding the underlying business pressures of the platform you use really is key to predicting its behavior.
And to ensuring it remains a reliable tool for objective decision support.